I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hour three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and joining us now is one of our favorite college football analysts to go to, Danny Cannell. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff win totals, conference Heisman, and college football week one lines. And Danny, happy football season, and welcome in here to 105.3 The Fan. How the heck are you?
I am phenomenal. Could not be better. We had a nice little appetizer weekend, week zero, with five really good games. Now we got a full slate kicking off Thursday night, man. I am fired up. And I think this is the most exciting, like, uncertain college football season entering, with so many teams with question marks, a quarterback starting, turnover on rosters. I think this thing is wide open, so I cannot wait to watch it unfold.
Yeah, and an incredible start, 11 a.m. for us, Ohio State hosting Texas. Where do the Longhorns fit into that, you know, fascinating puzzle that you were talking about?
They're one of many. I mean, there's actually a big question mark is, you know, it's obviously it's Arch Manning. How does he step in for Quinn Ewers? But there's also a lot of other production that was lost, you know, along the offensive line. Matthew Golden gets drafted. But the one thing that you feel pretty good about, if you're Steve Sarkisian or if you're a Texas Longhorn fan, is he has been developing this program through recruiting, where you've got a really, really good stable of players to go to. They're just, some of them are inexperienced. And, you know, the one thing they do have going for them is Pete Kwiatkowski on the defensive side of the ball has done a phenomenal job as defensive coordinator. And you've got Sark, one of the best offensive minds in the game. So I feel like they're not going anywhere anytime soon. But I do think the obvious question mark is, what is Arch Manning going to be?
Yeah, and it's really both, to your point, quarterbacks in this game with Saiyan and Arch Manning. But I think for me, Danny, it is that defense that you alluded to with the Horns. I think that's what's going to make the difference. Anthony Hill Jr., Colin Simmons, Michael Taft, Muhammad. Do you think that is what's going to tilt the edge in Texas' favor? Do you like the Buckeyes at home?
So I'm torn on this one. I went the other day and I did a breakdown, like position by position, and I had Texas had the edge at quarterback. I gave him a slight edge because at least we've seen Arch Manning a little bit. I had him the advantage on defense. I gave a slight edge to Ohio State along the offensive line, but that could be ever so slight. I gave a slight edge to wide receiver at Ohio State, in large part because Jeremiah Smith, I think, is the best football player on the field. But, like, it was neck and neck across the board. I think that's why the odds makers have it as a 2.5-point line, right? That's the home field advantage is worth 3 points. So they're essentially saying this is an even matchup too. You know, I asked the question, what do you think Arch Manning is going to be? That, to me, is the great unknown. Like, I think his upside is very clearly there. He's one of the most talented young quarterbacks that we've seen come up. But he's also one of the most talked about, one of the most highly publicized quarterbacks, where it's almost like I feel bad for him because the expectations are so astronomically over the top. It's like, how does he possibly live up to him? And if I've seen over the course of history, one thing I've learned, it doesn't matter who you are, how many stars you have behind your name, there is going to be a learning curve. Like, there's going to be some bumpy moments. The question I have is, can Arch Manning eliminate those from happening in the first game of his big career on the road against a really good team that probably has just as much talent as they do? That, to me, would sort of neutralizes that. So I lean towards Ohio State, but ever so slightly, and it's because of the home field advantage. I would probably, if I was going to back Ohio State, I'd probably take the money line and just say they win in a really tight game. But I do like Texas for those 2.5 points, because I think this one is a super tight game.
We're talking with Danny Cannell here. Imagine Arch without the name Manning on the back of his jersey and everything that comes with that. How much would we know about him? How much hype would be there on just what the players put out?
I mean, there's a lot of five-star quarterbacks. And Dante Moore is a five-star quarterback who started his career at UCLA, and now he's, you know, he went to Oregon, sat out a year, and now he's getting another opportunity at Oregon. Like, there's so many five-star quarterbacks that come out, and you just, they don't come in with the fanfare. Like, I cannot recall, I've been covering this sport for 15 years, I cannot recall another player there's been this much hysteria around. Like, Johnny Manziel had some of it, but nobody knew who he was when he was, becoming the starter at A&M. He was a relative unknown, and then he burst on the scene, and the hysteria comes after he wins the Heisman. Tebow was a pretty big name, but I felt like his hysteria, kind of blew up after they won the national championship and he was splitting reps. I have to go outside the sport of football to LeBron James. It's really the last person I can recall that's come in with this much hype and attention around him. And the thing I feel is I feel kind of bad for Arch because he's not asking for any of it. And if anything, he's downplaying it. I mean, I love the way he's handled himself. I love the way he announced his commitment to Texas with just a tweet. Didn't do any podium, with the multiple hats and try to pull the old rope-a-dope. He just said, I'm going to Texas. That was it. Has kind of kept his head, kept his head down the last couple years, been waiting for his turn. I love the way he's been handled it, but I have not seen anybody with this type of expectations heaped on him.
What do we need to know about this Ohio State quarterback, Julian Sain?
So he's another guy that is a much, a highly recruited quarterback who went to Alabama. He was a prize recruit coming out. And then obviously Nick Saban retires, so he's like, wait a second, I didn't sign up for this. So he makes the move to Columbus. Everything you've heard about him since the minute he stepped on campus there last January has been positive. Like, there were some people that thought he could challenge Will Howard last season, but I thought that would have been a mistake. And Will Howard, obviously, history is worth looking at when Will Howard goes out and wins a national championship. But I do think he's a really, really super talented quarterback. I don't think he has the upside or the natural ability that Arch Manning has. Is a little bit smaller in stature, probably not quite as good of a runner. I think that was even one of the reasons why there was a quarterback competition with his backup now, Lincoln Kienholz, because Kienholz is more of an athletic guy, more of a runner. And I think Ryan Day got a glimpse of Will Howard last year running the ball a little bit, seeing what dimension that adds. And that's truly what excites me about Arch Manning. We've seen a little bit of his legs, something that Quinn Ewers didn't get to, that I really think could open up another dimension of the Texas offense.
Danny, in the battle of Tigers, which Tiger quarterback do you like the best on Saturday night?
I trust Cade.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Klubnik a little bit more than Garrett Nussmeier. Nussmeier had a little bit of the interception bug. Again, another guy who, even though he waited 3 or 4 years to be the starter, he had a few games where he stumbled in because he struggled with interceptions. when they lost to Texas A&M on the road. He had a few boneheaded interceptions. A couple other spots on the road, he struggled to come up with the big throws. So I trust Cade Klubnik. But even saying that, my mind kind of goes back to last year, week one.
Sure, exactly.
He looked like a deer in the headlights against Georgia.
Yeah.
But I really like the way he bounced back after that one. And he definitely padded his stats against weaker competition in the ACC all year long. But I think you could ask Texas fans. I thought he played against Texas in the playoffs really good, maybe as good as any quarterback against Texas' defense that they saw all season. And even in the ACC championship game, I thought he put it together. And he's got one of the best wide receiving cores in the country. So I trust probably his supporting cast. He's more mobile than Garrett Nussmeier. I do have some questions and concerns for Garrett Nussmeier's protection. He is sort of a throwback pocket passer, where Klubnik really started to lean on his legs a little bit about halfway through the season last year, and it really kind of opened up some things for him, playing more confidence and realizing he can get outside the pocket and make some plays. So I lean a little bit more towards Cade Klubnik over Garrett Nussmeier.
Danny, when it comes to a team like Texas Tech, how do you expect that experiment to go with the way they've thrown a bunch of money at the roster? It feels like it's Big 12 championship boom or bust.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to a lot of people that are, you know, close with the Texas Tech program, that are fans of the program, and the expectation is, you know, it's Arlington or bust. Like, they're going to the Big 12 championship, and they want to make it to the playoffs. And I think if you ask Cody Campbell, the booster, the billionaire booster who's been backing that squad, I think he'd probably say the same thing. He's been footing the bill for a lot of this roster. That's the expectation, which is kind of unique because I think it does put Joey McGuire, the head coach, in kind of an interesting situation, because if you're 8-4, which is still a pretty good season, are you potentially on the hot seat? Like, and I don't think it's a crazy question to ask because of the roster that he's been given. They have boosted up specifically the defensive side of the ball. They got a guy in David Bailey from Stanford who's a really good pass rusher. I know they've also focused on some other spots along the defensive line. They got a transfer in from Georgia Tech who was really good. But the thing that kind of is interesting is their win total is still 8.5, which, by the way, is the highest win total of any team in the Big 12, which speaks to the parity and the depth of the league. But I am very curious to see how this unfolds. Their three toughest games are all on the road, which concerns me some for them to be able to take that on the road, as well as Baron Morton. Their quarterback has been really injured a lot. He's been playing through a lot of pain, and he, you know, and banged up last year with a shoulder injury, misses the spring to get it taken care of. Mildly concerned about him, but obviously Texas Tech staff feels good, because if they wouldn't have been confident in him, they easily could have gone out and bought a quarterback, but they feel really good about theirs, and he's been really solid for them.
Danny Cannell with us here on The Fan. Are your Noles being disrespected at home against Bama, or are you taking the Crimson Tide and the points?
Oh, man, so now you're hitting home. Like, this is a hard question for me to answer, as you asked about my Noles. So they're not being disrespected because they sucked last year. They were a 2-win team. It was the worst, the worst season I can recall, the worst season I've ever seen. For the first time in program history, they lost to Duke. They lost at home to Memphis and Boston College. It was abysmal. The only reason I might snatch up those points is Alabama is coming in and they're on the road. I think the weather could come into play, which is here how I feel me like begging for stuff to like talk myself into this one. But there is an 80% chance of rain, which I do think helps Florida State. Alabama's offensive and defensive line are mammoth. I think Florida State will come out and give their best punch. I think it is hang on for dear life in those first half. If they can keep it close, I think that is a massive edge, because this is a team that's been fractured mentally. Last year, they got shellacked. They need some confidence. If they can keep it close at halftime, which I think they can, because they've got a new defensive strategy. They've got a new defensive coordinator who's running a 3-3-5 that I think they can throw some wrinkles at Ty Simpson, Alabama's quarterback, to kind of keep him on his heels a little bit, maybe force a turnover. He hasn't exactly silenced any critics. He's still very new to this position, just getting named the starter a couple weeks ago. And I do think the X factor is Thomas Castellanos, the quarterback they brought in from Boston College. While I don't think he's the answer for Florida State, he can make something out of nothing. He is a scrambling quarterback, sort of like a Kyler Murray type of player. He has been prone to make some interceptions and kind of force the ball at times, but I think they're going to harp on him to trust his legs, and Gus Malzahn might have some tricks on his lead to keep this close. So I'm going to take the 13.5 points, but I do not love it. I almost feel like I have to as a Florida State guy, but I'm going to go ahead and take those points as a home dog.
Hey, Danny, what game is Penn State going to lose to ruin their season? Is it going to be, is it early against Oregon? Is it going to be the Ohio State game? Which game are we going to be talking about Penn State all year, and then all of a sudden they become Penn State?
So you won't hear in the first three games, where they have the easiest first three games of anybody in the country, including starting against Nevada this weekend as a 45-and-a-half point favorite. They're going to have to wait a while to get truly tested. I do think so. I'm a believer. Maybe this is a step of faith for me to take, to say I'm a believer in Penn State, because I got to believe that they're going to change the narrative. And that James Franklin record versus top five opponents is 1-15. Like, there's a reason they get mocked and criticized, because they haven't been able to win the big one. But here's why I'm buying in. And this almost feels like, if it's not this year, when is it ever going to be for Penn State? Because not only do they have a lot of, you know, pieces returning, they've got Drew Aller back. They've got the two backs in the backfield in Singleton and Allen. They've got a defense that they went out and got the defensive coordinator from the defending national championship, Ohio State Buckeyes. They pay him a boatload to come in. They've got all these pieces returning, but they also have the perfect storm, because everybody else has question marks. Ohio State has question marks. Oregon has question marks. Michigan's starting a true freshman at quarterback. Like, if it's not now for James Franklin and Penn State, when is it ever going to get smoother for them? So that, combined with, I do think Drew Aller takes that next step forward as a quarterback. I think his third year starting is the charm for him when he finally steps on up on that big stage. But I really think it's a two-game schedule for him. You mentioned it. It's the two games at Ohio State, which I think they could lose. But I think they ultimately beat Oregon at home. I think they get to the Big Ten title games. I think they beat Ohio State in that game. They make it to the playoffs. And I've actually got them taking the same path that Michigan did, that Ohio State did, the last two big national title champs. I think they close the door and they end that chapter of James Franklin, and he knocks that door down and silences a lot of his critics.
Is there a team that you like that's under the radar that could be this year's Indiana?
Yeah, I kind of like Iowa. Now, again, like, I liked Indiana. I thought they were a darling story. I never thought they could win the national championship. And I would put Iowa in that category, too. The reason I like them is they have had some of the most atrocious quarterback play over the last 7 or 8 years that you have seen across college football. And yet, with that being said, they're still around 8 or 9 wins. Like, Kirk Ferentz is one of the longest tenured, most respected coaches in all of college football. And this defensive coordinator, Phil Parker, is an absolute genius. They are always good on the defensive side of the ball, and they've been able to win despite of it. They're getting a transfer quarterback named Mark Gronowski, who has won 2 national titles at South Dakota State, including winning National Player of the Year at that level, essentially the Heisman Trophy for that level. He is a difference maker. He's a guy who's accounted for over 100 touchdowns in his career. He brings a wealth of experience. And finally, I think Kirk Ferentz gets some stable quarterback play. And if he gets average quarterback play, it'll be an upgrade. I think Gronowski could be pretty good. So I've got them as that team that could make that title, or not the title run, but that playoff run out of Iowa.
Danny Cannell, brought to you by Bet Online. Thank you so much, man. Enjoy the week, and we'll look to catch up with you soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate the time as always, guys. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Salute. There he goes. Danny Cannell again, brought to you by betonline.ag. This penalty shootout with Manchester United and Grimsby Town, insane. It went 12-11 before it went final in favor of Grimsby. Soccer's fourth division in England, upsetting Manchester United, and soccer Twitter is burning.
12-11.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, man,
amazing.
United could have won it with their fifth kick, but they missed. And then it went to, you know, match sudden death. And it was incredible watching it play out there on the Gamecaster. All right, what's coming up next, Chief?
We got a little Wolchuk's finest.
Wolchuk.
A little DFF.
We'll do a little daily. Yeah, DFF.
What's next, Wolchuk?
Daily football fix, trade, suspension, and jail time.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.